Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 10, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about BitGo grows crypto custody options with new Swiss and Germany entities. Chinese crypto investment firm asked to remove London Underground ads. Australian government eyes business benefits in new national blockchain roadmap. Custody provider Vo1T partners with IBM to offer customers secure key storage. Ukraine won't regulate crypto mining, government ministry says. Digital banking startup targets UK license to serve crypto firms. New crypto exchange Altsbit says it will close following hack. Bitcoin takes a dive after the longest daily winning run since September. Seed CX expands European presence with Euro crypto order books. Why cypherpunk witches love Bitcoin? Now let's get started. BitGo grows crypto custody options with new Swiss and Germany entities. BitGo is expanding its institutional cryptocurrency storage service to Europe with the launch of two entities in Switzerland and Germany. The Palo Alto, California-based firm said Monday the new custody options will allow clients to choose the jurisdiction that best suits their needs. The Swiss entity, BitGo GmbH, is a member of the Financial Services Standards Association, overseen by the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, as per the announcement. The new German entity, BitGo Deutschland GmbH, is already operational but not yet licensed. BitGo Deutschland will apply for regulatory approval when the application window opens in November 2020, said the firm. We saw a lot of demand in Europe last year and it was clear that clients there needed to be able to work with European-based firms that were regulated within specific jurisdictions, said BitGo CEO Mike Belshi. Switzerland and Germany have both become important European centers for digital assets as well as for forward-thinking regulatory frameworks. We have been impressed with the understanding and support of Swiss and German regulators. Launched as a US-regulated trust company in 2018, the firm's claim of strong adoption by enterprises appears to be backed up by the numbers. Speaking at CoinDesk's Invest NYC conference in November, Belshi said the firm was conducting over 20% of all on-chain Bitcoin transactions. BitGo started allowing clients to earn interest on some funds in custody in October, adding staking support for the cryptocurrencies Dash and Algorand. Chinese crypto investment firm asked to remove London Underground ads. The UK's financial watchdog has asked a China-based cryptocurrency investment firm to remove adverts for its service from the London Underground. According to a report from This Is Money late last week, the Financial Conduct Authority (FCA) responded to criticism that it had been slow to act after the financial news site reported the ads, saying it had come to an agreement with the firm 2 weeks ago to take the ads down. The firm in question, Zoo, is reported to have placed ads touting a savings scheme with fixed 5% returns. This Is Money said it found that the investments were converted into cryptocurrency and sent to China for investment there, a fact it said was not stated in the ads. While these discussions are continuing, the firm agreed on the 24th of January to pause the sale of the product to new customers and to stop all marketing activity relating to the product, including on their website, social media and public advertising on the transport network of the product in question, the FCA said in its response. The news report suggests that the ads are still widespread on the London Underground railway system. The FCA said some ads had been put up before it had spoken to Zoo and that it takes some time before they can be removed given the size of the network. The firm has agreed to pause the sale of the product to new customers whilst our discussions are continuing, the FCA added. Frank Zhou, Zoo founder and CEO, had previously told This Is Money that it was working to comply with the FCA request. Australian government eyes business benefits in new national blockchain roadmap. The Australian government recently unveiled plans to ramp up innovation through blockchain technology with an updated national roadmap, released February 7. The Ministry for Industry, Science, Energy and Resources has formulated a new national strategy aimed to capture the potential value generated via business-related blockchain activity, with a particular focus on supporting global supply chain management systems and tracking. The 52-page roadmap focuses on three main areas including regulation and standards, skills, capability and innovation and international investment and collaboration. The plan comes as a revision to March 2019's blockchain objectives, which intended to prioritize blockchain standards related to terminology, governance, security and identity. Australia's interest and investment in blockchain as a decentralized, peer-to-peer solution have been gaining ground, with the tech's promise to deliver significant cost saving across a number of industries including finance, energy and manufacturing. Gartner, as cited in the new roadmap, predicts that blockchain will generate a global annual business value of over US$175 billion by 2025 and in excess of US$3 trillion by 2030. As reported by the Sydney Morning Herald last Friday, Karen Andrews, Minister for Industry, Science and Technology, said the potential for blockchain to strengthen export opportunities was exciting, with its ability to help Australian producers track their goods and services across the global supply chain. Within finance, the focus will be on identity checks as part of Know Your Customer procedure, while within education the plan eyes trusted credentials and facilitating trusted information about an individual's skills and capabilities. The roadmap was developed in collaboration with industry experts, universities and government, which formed an advisory committee that comprised representatives from each of those three sectors. Custody provider VO1T partners with IBM to offer customers secure key storage. Cold storage custody provider VO1T is offering clients secure data centers from IBM to hold and encrypt their private keys. The new option, which comes from IBM HyperProtect, ensures clients' keys are safe even if VO1T's data centers are compromised. The data center can be installed on the premises or accessed remotely from a client's computer. The enclave keeps the data encrypted, regardless of whether it's in transit or in memory. Having this means our clients get to sign with their key in a separate transaction with IBM, said Sebastian Higgs, general manager at VO1T. The London-based firm, whose name is supposed to remind customers of a bank vault, provides custody, lending, staking and trading products for 35 digital assets. Since 2017, VO1T has been offering cold storage to firms listed on the Financial Times Stock Exchange, trust companies and other financial institutions around the world. It advertises a 45-minute withdrawal time for assets held in cold storage. While custody was once only the purview of wallet providers and crypto exchanges, banks and other large firms are pursuing the institutional investors who are becoming increasingly interested in investing in cryptocurrency. We've been looking at the digital custody space and how we could make our servers and our cloud platform be a killer value proposition for this specific market, said Rohit Badlani, director of IBM's as a service. Ukraine won't regulate crypto mining, government ministry says. Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Transformation has indicated it won't be creating regulations for the crypto mining sector. In a document published on Friday, the government branch responsible for the digitization of Ukraine's economy listed the main principles of the country's approach to the crypto assets. The main goals for the government in the field should be formation and implementation of state policy in the field of digitization, digital economy, digital innovation, e-governance and e-democracy, development of information society, assuring the development of virtual assets, blockchain and tokenization, artificial intelligence, the document reads. Most notably, the ministry said it has no plans to bring in rules to regulate crypto mining as that industry is already self-governed by blockchain consensus rules. We remain loyal to mining activities that form part of open decentralized networks. Mining does not require regulatory activity from governmental oversight bodies or other third-party regulations. This activity is regulated by the protocol itself and network members, the manifesto states. The ministry will also contribute to the development and market introduction of distributed ledgers, support any innovation using these digital technologies, even if they are partially unregulated and/or not defined by national law, and create regulatory sandboxes for the blockchain industry. The government will further seek to adopt the world's best practices when it comes to taxing cryptocurrency-related income. A draft bill on taxation was submitted to the country's parliament, the Verkhovna Rada, in November. In addition, the manifesto says, Ukraine aims to facilitate the interaction between the traditional finance and crypto markets and prevent misconduct by service providers and law enforcement agencies. With pressure from external agencies, however, the head of the Ministry of Finance, Oksana Makarova, said late in January the nation's financial watchdog intends to track crypto transactions exceeding $1,200 USD. The move was to align Ukraine's anti-money laundering practices with the latest Financial Action Task Force recommendations around cryptocurrency transactions, Makarova said. Digital banking startup targets UK license to serve crypto firms. A London-based startup says it wants to become the first digital assets merchant bank in the UK. According to its website, DAG Global aims to deliver next-generation merchant banking solutions to the underserved fintech, digital and SME sector. That is, however, once it has received a banking license in the nation. DAG has already had one go at winning the license. While its 2018 application wasn't successful, it has since had constructive dialogue with British financial watchdogs, the Prudential Regulation Authority and the Financial Conduct Authority, according to a Monday report from the Financial Times. It now plans to resubmit the application next month with a view to offering bank accounts to crypto firms from next year. The UK banking sector has been notoriously averse to serving firms in the industry such as cryptocurrency exchanges. In the earlier days of crypto, UK-based exchange clients were forced to use SEPA banking transfers via European banks to fund their accounts. And though that situation has eased slightly, even prominent and established firms like Coinbase have still had problems, with Barclays pulling support last year. Businesses in the UK industry are fed up with what they're faced with to meet basic business banking needs at the moment, DAG Chief Commercial Officer Stephanie Ramazan told the FT. As such, DAG hopes to improve the situation and join the very small number of financial institutions, such as ClearBank and its partner BCB Group, officially licensed and willing to serve the local crypto space. It's a lack of understanding and reputation risk that has kept others away. We think it can be a cleaner sector than traditional finance, CEO Sean Kiernan said in the report. This time around, Kiernan appears hopeful the regulators will pass the application, saying they've raised no red flags during discussions. New crypto exchange Altspit says it will close following hack. A cryptocurrency exchange that only launched in the last few months says it has been hit by a hack that it can't afford to cover. Altspit, a platform reported to be based in Italy, though it doesn't make this clear on its website or social media, announced the breach last Thursday, stating on Twitter, "Unfortunately, we have to notify you with the fact that our exchange was hacked during the night and almost all funds from BTC, ETH, ARRR and VRSC were stolen. A small part of the funds are safe on cold wallets." An update on the company's website now indicates that fortunately a good part of the coins were kept on cold storage and that it will issue partial refunds, not having the wherewithal to fully compensate users. The cryptocurrencies taken in the hack are now listed as Bitcoin BTC 6,929 lost out of 14,782 held. Ether ETH 23,210 lost out of 32,262. Pirate Chain ARRR 3,924,082 lost out of 9,619,754. Verus Coin VRSC 414,154 lost out of 852,726. Komodo KMD 1,066 lost out of 48,015. The site said users who saw losses must apply for their partial refunds. The Bitcoin and Ether stolen were valued at around $63,000 at press time. Customers of the exchange will need to get their applications in quickly, with exchange saying, refunds will begin on February 10, 2020, and end on May 8, 2020. After this date it will no longer be possible to request a refund as the Altspit platform will be terminated. Black Hat hacking group Lulzsec appears to have claimed responsibility for the theft on its Twitter feed, saying, "We assure that at Altspit didn't had sick proper security to stop Lulzcannon." Many others to follow. Better stack up the security, note to other exchanges. The group, a number of whose members have been arrested, has been linked to previous major hacks including one of Sony Pictures in 2011. Altspit had only launched as a rebranded service, though it's not clear what it had rebranded from, in October, offering a roadmap that comprised a brief list of objectives with adding user security functions coming in last as item number 5. Bitcoin takes a dive after the longest daily winning run since September. View. Bitcoin's ongoing pullback could be extended further to the former resistance turn support of $9,586, acceptance below that would expose the next base at $9,188. A UTC close below $9,075 February 4th low would invalidate higher lows on the daily chart and confirm a short-term bearish reversal. The case for deeper pullback would weaken if prices rise above $10,010, violating the bearish setup on the hourly chart. Bitcoin is feeling the pull of gravity at press time, despite having confirmed its longest daily winning streak since September on Sunday. The top cryptocurrency by market value dived from $10,197 to $9,732 during the Asian trading hours and is currently trading at $9,850, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. The sharp pullback has blanketed Sunday's ascent from $9,900 to $10,180 and is suggesting bullish exhaustion. Bitcoin closed out UTC Sunday with a 2.75% gain, having risen by 5, 1.4, 0.5 and 1% on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, respectively. That is the longest daily winning streak in 5 months, as seen below. Bitcoin produced 5 straight green candles, days with net gains, from August 30 to September 3, marking a convincing move higher from $9,350 to $10,783. The rally, however, ended up recharging bear's engines for a deeper slide. The latest winning streak is preceded by a sharp rise from lows near $6,850 observed in early January. Such solid rallies are often followed by corrections. Bitcoin could soon test dip demand by revisiting deeper support levels. Bitcoin ended Sunday with a green Marubozu candle, which comprises a strong body and small or no wicks. It indicates that buyers were in control from the open to the close, and is reflective of strong bullish sentiment. So far, however, the follow-through has been negative. In fact, today's red candle has already engulfed Sunday's bullish Marubozu. A failed bullish Marubozu at multi-month highs, or after notable price rallies, often precedes a deeper pullback. So, a slide to the former resistance turn support at $9,586 November 4th high cannot be ruled out. A violation there would expose the January 19th high of $9,188 and the February 4th low of $9,075. The short-term outlook would turn bearish if prices find acceptance below $9,075, invalidating the higher low setup. If the support at $9,586 holds ground, the bulls will likely once more target the October 26th high of $10,350. Bitcoin has lost its upward trajectory, as indicated by the downside break of the ascending trendline. The ongoing drop looks to have legs as it is backed by an uptick in selling volume, as represented by red bars. The case for a deeper pullback to $9,586 would be invalidated if prices rise above $10,010 with strong volumes, invalidating the lower highs setup on the hourly chart. Seed CX expands European presence with Euro crypto order books. Seed CX is expanding its European services with the addition of 8 order books for its spot trading market. Seed commodities market, the Chicago-based firm Spot Market, announced Monday it has created euro trading pairs against Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Paxos Dollar, True USD, USDC and the US dollar. It's also expanding trading hours to 24/7. The new order books were launched in response to demand from Seed's European traders, said Brian Liston, president of the Spot Market division. We have a lot of traders who are in Europe and Asia and we wanted to cater to those clients and make it extremely relevant, he told CoinDesk. People who are predominantly focused on euro books like our liquidity, our prices, our infrastructure, but they just want to trade these order books. The company will now focus on building volume for the new books, which have already been live for a week. Further down the line, Liston envisions adding yen-denominated pairs including an order book for yen-USD. That creates an interesting strategy because not many places offer FX, foreign exchange, in more than one denominated book, he said. Focus on spot trading. While Seed CX's spot trading business is expanding, its previous plans to launch its own derivatives products may be on hold. According to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission's list of swap execution facilities, Seed CX's SEF registration went dormant in September 2019. An SEF registration allows companies in the U.S. to trade derivatives products. A CFTC fact sheet said SEFs are considered dormant if they have traded any derivatives in the past 12 months, and have been in operation for at least 3 years. Seed CX received its SEF in August 2016. It can reinstate the registration by filing documents with the CFTC. Seed decided to focus on its spot trading and settlement due to the large number of derivatives exchanges currently in the market, according to Liston. Seed Digital Commodities settles through Zero Hash, Seed CX's subsidiary focused on custody and settlement. Zero Hash can support most currencies used in G20 nations, and would be able to add new order books quickly if there is sufficient demand, he said. We still have a good relationship with the CFTC and are keeping our options open, Liston said. However, we're focusing almost all of our effort on the digital commodities market. The firm's new 24/7 operations also come in response to existing demand, he said. What we've just done is launch trading over the weekend and a lot of crypto is 24/7 but our exchange was 5 days a week, he said. A lot of it was settlement and working with banks. Why cypherpunk witches love Bitcoin? We live in an age where young women use everything from emojis to Bitcoin to practice witchcraft. Claire Gallant, an Ethereum fan who founded the Future Witch Facebook group, along with a corresponding art installation to fundraise for the crypto research startup Open Privacy, said she sees many similarities between cypherpunk values and witchcraft. Open Privacy founder Sarah Jamie Lewis cheekily refers to herself as a cyberpunk witch on Twitter. I think witchcraft and crypto are deeply involved with each other, Gallant said. After all, Gallant said technology is a little bit magic to us, something that is spoken and coded into existence. Beyond that, cryptocurrency can enhance witches' power by letting them transact beyond the grasp of restrictive mainstream commerce platforms. Whether it's ritual objects or access to birth control in various places around the world that whole-scale applies to crypto as it applies to cash, Gallant said, describing her interest as primarily feminist. If you don't have privacy and security, you don't own yourself anymore. So cryptocurrency is important for that. Although witches often use TikTok and Instagram to share spells and recipes, they have not always been welcome on e-commerce platforms. Etsy temporarily banned witchcraft-related sales in 2015, just as eBay did in 2012. Taboo or occult religious practices can sometimes be subject to financial censorship due to potential reputational risks. In 2017, witches reported being banned by Square for selling occult items. That's why feminist author Sofia DiGregorio publishes manifestos about how witches and occultists can use Bitcoin and altcoins for privacy and anti-discrimination. From Gallant's perspective, the right to purchase objects for her own personal use is crucial. Even as these issues apply to all religious minorities, they are more likely to be censored if the person violating social norms is a woman. Open Privacy's Lewis found a similar motivation herself. She and Gallant are among the many crypto enthusiasts that incorporate spirituality into their tech experiments. Freedom of religion. When someone asked if I was an activist or a researcher, I told them I was a witch, Lewis said. We've delegated what is appropriate to sell, advertise or even believe to some extent, to these platforms, Lewis added, referring to platforms like eBay that have temporarily banned or penalized occult shops. For a more recent example, the organizers behind the witchcraft pen pal project WitchSwap, which helps witches share books, crystals, tarot cards and other ritual tools, said they created a backup Instagram account after the original account wrongly triggered the platform's community standards enforcement. On the other hand, Kelsey Lester Perry, the entrepreneur behind KVLT Creations online shop, said she accepts Bitcoin although Etsy and Instagram still work for such sellers and novice learners most of the time. I get the best information from just having a dialogue with my community on Instagram, Lester Perry said. There are certain keywords that you shouldn't put in Instagram post, like you shouldn't use dollar signs. Their bots will catch those if you say the word giveaway. Yet as the WitchSwap instance shows, accounts that promote witchcraft but don't sell or directly distribute occult products can still attract scrutiny. All things considered, many tech-savvy witches believe the types of systems thinking used in astrology or tarot deck readings can also apply to cryptocurrency ecosystems. And they see this technology as crucial to ensuring their future rights to freedom of religion, both in terms of commerce and self-expression. The acceptable norms are shrinking, Lewis said. We need these technologies and avenues to push back against that shrinkage. Without them, we live in a much smaller world. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.